With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Areas of the Northeast are recovering from strong rains that lashed the East Coast on Thursday. Mike Hempen reports.
The rain prompted emergency rescues of motorists trapped in deep water and delayed flights throughout the region. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says Long Island was one of the areas that received several inches of rain within an hour or two.
We saw some totals of 3-inch plus, maybe as much as 5 or 6 inches.
Flash flooding briefly closed sections of major highways in New York and flooded train stations throughout the metropolitan region. The National Weather Service says the heavy rain in the Northeast should be over. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump's new tariff rates are officially in place. Mr. Trump signed the order yesterday, imposing new rates on 66 countries, which include the European Union, Taiwan, and the Falkland Islands. The start date of the import taxes was pushed back 7 days to August 7th so that the tariff schedule could be updated. Mr. Trump announced the new duties after reaching the August 1st deadline for striking deals with America's trading partners. The CIA and Department of Justice have declassified new documents related to the Russian collusion hoax and sent the material to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement the DOJ provided Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley with previously classified information relating to what she called a special counsel Durham's investigation into possible coordination between the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. The CIA wrote on its X account that the disclosure, quote, further advances President Trump's directive for maximum transparency. Bob Agner reporting.
Wall Street sharply lower, all three major indexes down more than 1%. This is SRN News. Some unexpected findings in a new mayoral poll out of New York City.
Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani continues to lead all comers in the race, and he is the most popular name with the city's large Jewish population, despite his anti-Israel views. According to a poll from Zenith Research, 43% of Jewish voters in the city plan to cast their ballots for Mamdani, versus 26% who favor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat running as an independent. Because there are so few Republicans in New York, whoever wins in November is liable to be a Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court has struck down a colonial-era law in St. Lucia that criminalized homosexuality. In fact, the law had not been enforced for decades, but LGBT pressure groups are calling the ruling a victory. Similar statutes have been struck in Barbados, Antigua, Barbuda, and Dominica. This is SRN News. The Department of Transportation releases a long secret list of its most overdue and over-budget projects, revealing billions of dollars in taxpayer money committed to projects that just can't seem to get across the finish line.
The list includes an interstate redesign in Columbus, Ohio, which is running nearly 20 years behind schedule and double the initial costs, and California's much-maligned high-speed rail, which costs have tripled. Those and 13 other projects account for more than $12 billion in federal taxpayer money committed to assist state and local officials who have struggled to complete the improvements. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy provided the list to Congress, and Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst made it public Wednesday. She said she wants to expose some of the biggest black eyes for central planners in government. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Minnesota Twins have traded nearly 40% of their team this week. They made 9 deals, including 7 swaps, leading up to the trading deadline on Thursday. More details at SRNNews.com.